Witch of Our Wilderness by Bernard O'Dowd. I know not why I love your baffling face, or lonely to your cold caresses steal, or what the charm persuades my wearied eyes follow the clues that gleam and wavering go, or spell the syllables of poems new I fancy floating through your gloom or grace. Sphinx of green riddles, time shall not unseal. Mystical knot no stratagem unties. I do not comprehend you, but I know I am not happy long away from you. Ardent we come, but that averted gaze discrowns emotion, and your lips austere, native to one in whom the gods confide, for us breathe only murmurs dim and lone, as are the lullabies of crooning dew, or dwindling dirges of benighted fays for queen marooned in a forgotten mere. Yet though 'tis not for man your witch-words ride, forsaken winds that know not why they moan, I am not happy long away from you. Do you ignore our presence, or disdain our pert intrusion on your fettered trees? Is all our knowledge darkness to the light that through their woody crevices you pour, garnered for them from suns we never knew? Or can it be your brooding peace is pain? Do sighs innumerable build the breeze that mournful walks the soughing waste tonight? But tell me why, if woe be all your store, I am not happy long away from you. You sprawl your reticence of green and gray over the no more mute basaltic deep, below the sister deafness of the sky, nor myriad boughs hypnotic undertones, shadows in orgy, nor haphazard hue of flower, nor green delirium will say one shining word to beacon us who creep amid their bedlamry and forms awry. Yet, miser, though for bread you give me stones, I am not happy long away from you. Although we gather only in your glades the tasteless berries of monotony, withering leaf, frustrated blossom, white skeleton of eucalypt's unmeaning woe, or rack of huddled tea trees, knouted all askew to serve an old wind's whim, yet from wan shades entities ambushed seem to bear to me on a rhythm craftsman never tameth quite, the song all poets soaring seek. And so I am not happy long away from you. Are you the long-forgotten hermitage wherein immortal cities crept to sleep? And do their rooted folk unresting try with perfumes wild of some Atlantis old to link our dormant hearts akin anew? Or young auspicious years, do they presage to something watching in me, cradled deep, that knows unknown to me the reason why, an orb's dim throes by iron stars controlled, I am not happy long away from you? Though fierce assault not pilgrim prayer avail, nor shall we glimpse, however far we seek, the long-importuned palace of your pride. Yet you, if darkly to my faith disclose, that duly will high Brazil globe in view, aye, can it be that glinting is the grail? Do fairies gather ferns along that creek? Is very God the Merlin that you hide? Ah, can I wonder, necromantic rose, I am not happy long away from you. We listen long for words the world awaits, nor quite lose hope that we shall overhear strange huntsmen, faint hallowing, or surprise the flimsy spears the dark earth legions throw across the void against the retinue auroral of the solar potentates. Yet, though your tongues betray the expectant ear, and dappled melancholy foils our eyes, your trees of whispering knowledge call me so. I am not happy long away from you.